I wanted to spend a few minutes this morning, and I promise it'll be short, to talk about what I see as the major trends in white-collar and securities enforcement in general. And I recognize that's an ambitious goal. We all spend so much of our time working, so much of our time focused on what's right in front of us. Usually that's an iPhone or other device. And at least for me in my personal life, mostly I'm just trying to stay afloat every day. And it's hard to take time to take a step back and look at the big picture. But that's how I want to spend the next 20 minutes with you this morning, is taking that step back, looking at the big picture, and seeing how we as attorneys in this space fit into that picture. And I want to start this morning with a story. And it's one of my favorite stories about securities fraud. And you may be wondering, well, how interesting can that be, right? A story about securities fraud. But the story of Bud Fox is an interesting story. Bud Fox was an up-and-coming trader in Wall Street in the 1980s. You may have seen a film about him called Wall Street, starring Charlie Sheen as Bud Fox and Michael Douglas as Gordon Gekko. And if anything personified the corporate culture of the 1980s, it's that movie. Gordon Gekko's famous speech, right? Greed is good. And if you are, any of you, if you're too young to remember this movie, I encourage you to rent it or do whatever it is people do these days. Stream it. It's in color. But when I look at that, back at that story, to me, the most amazing thing about that story, other than Charlie Sheen's cardigan that he wears on like his first date, the most amazing thing about that movie was where it took place.